This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, my name's Bree, and today on Imagine This, we're going to look at something that's a little bit creepy and a little bit crawly. But this little creepy crawly is very good at doing something that we can't do. It's good at making webs. What do you think it is?
A spider?
Spiders.
Yeah.
Spider?
Yes. So what do you know about spiders?
They look like bugs.
It has a little body and it has four legs on both sides.
Four legs on both sides?
Yeah.
So how many legs is that altogether?
Eight.
Yes.
They have eight legs just like an octopus.
And what do you think about spiders?
I think spiders are so scary.
Because they bite.
When I see one, I run away from it.
Okay, so spiders are a little bit creepy. But today on the show, five-year-old Leo wants to know about these spider webs.
What are spider webs made from and how strong are they?
Good question, Leo. I wonder what those spider webs are made from.
Plastic, cardboard.
Glue.
Paper.
With silk from their tummy.
It's kind of like silkworms, but it comes out of a spider.
Well, those webs are sticky, so they could be made from glue. And they are white, like little shreds of paper. Or maybe it is a silk that the spider makes from its tummy. Today on the show, we're going to ask Dr. Andrew Walker from the University of Queensland. Andrew is a scientist who knows all about venom and silk and creepy crawlies. And he's seen so many spiders that he's not even afraid of them anymore. Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Have you seen lots of spider webs?
Absolutely.
So what does a spider web look like?
Spiderwebs come in all different shapes and patterns. Some of them are just a tangle of different threads. Some of them look like beautiful spirals.
They look like something in the air.
A circle. Then there's lines coming from the circle.
Like some string. And they look like very twiny and spinny.
They are quite beautiful, these spinny spider webs. But why do they make them?
To catch flies for their dinner.
Yes. The main thing that they do is to catch things for the spiders to eat.
What do you think spiders like to eat?
Flies!
They eat flies.
And they bite humans.
Spiders don't want to eat us though, do they, Andy?
No, they don't.
Phew. So what do they want to eat?
Most spiders eat insects.
What kind of insects?
Like butterflies and moths, crickets, anything that flies around, they can catch in their webs.
So they like to eat bugs. Lots and lots of bugs.
Yep. And do you know what bugs are made of, Bree?
Jam?
No.
No?
Nope.
I don't know.
Bugs are made of protein.
Oh, yeah, protein. I was going to say protein. What's protein again?
Protein's a really important ingredient in all living things.
So if protein is found in living things, do I have protein?
Yes, you've got lots of protein in you too. There's protein in spinach. There's protein in fish.
What about a fish finger?
Yep, protein.
A hamburger?
Protein.
My dad?
Protein.
My dog?
More protein. We need protein to build our bodies, and so we eat protein. Even spider webs are made from protein.
Protein is little things that make your body stronger, and spiders would have protein, and maybe that's how they made their webs really strong.
Yes, and insects are full of protein too.
Oh, I think I know how the spiders make their webs.
They eat the flies and they swallow it and they come out of their backs And that's how they make a web.
So the spider catches a fly, which is made of protein, and it can use some of that protein to grow its body and some of that protein to make more web.
Do spiders make their webs out of silk?
Yes, they do.
So the silk must have lots of...
protein.
Ah, of course. So then where does the silk come from?
Silk is made in silk glands, a special part of the spider's body. Inside the silk gland, there's a special kind of liquid protein soup.
Oh, like a dead insect kind of protein soup?
Yeah!
Ew. So how does the spider turn that into web?
The spider spins the web through a special hole in its body called a spinneret. It pulls the web out of its body using its legs, and as it does so, it turns from liquid to solid.
They put their legs together.
And then it goes out of their bottom, and then they move around, and then the silk just makes a pattern.
And then shoot the webs out.
If his leg's stuck in the spider web, he has to pull it out so hard, and then it's stuck.
Their legs don't get stuck in their own webs, do they?
No, they don't.
Phew. So how strong are these spider webs?
Spider webs are really strong. They have to be strong to catch their food. Some spider webs are so strong they can catch birds, animals, even small snakes.
A spider web could catch a bird?
Absolutely.
While it's flying?
Yes. In fact, if a spider was as big as you, you could make a silk web so strong it could catch a plane.
What?
These spider webs are so strong. Stronger than steel and up to 50 times lighter.
50 times lighter than steel? But just as strong?
Yep. Stronger than steel and also flexible as rubber.
Can scientists make spider webs?
No way.
Even if they've been trying for years?
Yep. Scientists still can't make something exactly like a spider web. Spiders are still the champions at that.
So, Leo, spiders make their webs from a special type of silk that they make from silk glands inside their body. And they use these webs to catch their food. And their food has lots of protein, just like their silk. And spiders have had lots of practice at making these webs because they've been doing that for about 400 million years. But us humans? Well, we've had some good tries, but scientists still can't make something exactly like a spider web. Only spiders can do that. So the next time you see a spider making a web, have a look at how beautiful it is. But whatever you do, don't touch it.
Because they bite.
Imagine This is produced by me, Brianna Peterson, and is a co-production between The Conversation and ABC Kids Listen. Additional sound and mastering for this episode is by Bryce Halliday. To hear more episodes of Imagine This, plus a range of stories and music for young children, download the ABC Kids Listen app.